I wonder how much of the meetings is talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
Let him sit.
Okay. Right.
So, what do we need to talk about? Well, should we just go around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Have we done anything?
Not a lot.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like you've done something.
Okay. Well, I've got a browser now, which, whoops, already gone. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I dropped mine as well. Good. It's still something good stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got a browser with... which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player.
Right.
And that's, I think the search works as well, so you can pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now I wonder how we want to do, you know, we want a pop-up window with a speaker characterization. Either we could do that, you know, when does a pop-up come, either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra few buttons next to the summarize button so that you, actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on the button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what he's been saying.
The left click.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that double click?
You can, I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have left click for one thing and double click for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think, so yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there, I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah, that might be quite good, I suppose.
So right click on it, menu, you know, and you can click on speaker characterization, pops the window.
What else can we have in the menu?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Otherwise, we're just going to right click on
you. Yeah, but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what menu does.
Yeah.
So it would maybe
so
a bit weird for
yeah.
it to just not bring up stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just have sort of same sort of medium throughout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Or just, you know, or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that, oh, what if I right click now? What happens then? Like,
well, no,
like,
you still have the menu. Yeah, the menu pop up there. Well, oh, yeah. It's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more
like
idiot
what you
proof,
can do.
Isn't it? It's got a
yeah.
button.
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
True. That's true. Yeah, it's more intuitive.
Well, then it's not as extensible.
But, well,
like,
yeah.
If we want to add more things in the future, then we have to, well, new buttons.
I don't know, where's the menu?
Maybe.
I think it's
maybe
more flexible that way. But
yeah, well, I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. But it's right in there.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in.
Mm.
Like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what did you, part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be, give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I don't.
I guess so. It's
I mean,
idea.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization.
conversation, as
yeah.
Steve mentioned.
Yeah, that's true.
Really know how to
yeah.
involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, we maybe tie that in with dialogue acts or something as well. I mean, speaker characterization tied into, I don't know, just some way to sort of leverage that information. Like, we have it, we're doing it, but what, how does it help the browser? Or what can it give us?
What do you mean, the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah,
I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the speaker characterization is a bit like you said. I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I think we should do it, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing of, like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you, I don't know, click on that topic, you get anything that's in that topic or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet, you know.
No.
Doesn't even pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
We have to have the speaker characterization first before we cross
yeah.
the other
languages.
So should we try to do a right click menu then?
Yeah. All right. Well,
is that just from the main?
Sorry?
Even if it's one,
is that from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right
yeah.
platform for these various things.
Yes. Wait. Yeah. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic, and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay.
And so this dot is for
system throw.
Yeah.
On the speaker.
So yeah.
This
is so we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click basically.
Actually, yeah, like another common thing, like we have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu. I mean, that's kind of a typical kind of action.
Double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of a default view. So it'll be like all the cases of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up the particular instances of that topic in the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and just think to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen. So the double click will do that and just save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the item on the menu.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able to.
Well,
know, that
it might come to us as we start playing with it.
Yeah.
What was that? I think I understand. Do you mean?
Like, we have the right click menu,
yeah.
menu, right click, but instead of, like, have a default double click. So,
oh,
there's
so,
a,
yeah.
so it'll be a choice from the menu.
What's the most common
used
double click?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, show the speaker characterization.
Yeah, but then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again. And they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is, you know?
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Yeah,
maybe
sort of.
Sometimes you did it by accident,
then
you go,
I'll
go away!
I'll then they close it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world.
Especially if you have a touchpad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check what it does on double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I think it might do something, but.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something.
I guess it depends on what you're clicking on.
Another thing, single audio files. Do we want to use them or not?
We don't know yet, do we? Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. The single channel files. Do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for disfluences. If we
I mean, we might use them
at the
while
moment, no,
but to work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse, you can...
You might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you, though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you listen to it on its own, do you?
Unless you can't hear it properly or something. Somebody's talking over somebody else or something. We'll just say no for now and put it in.
No. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it will increase in our data being a lot, won't it?
Yeah.
The footprint.
Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you mentioned?
I think we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility. We need to have that.
That's what I feel as well. I mean,
yeah.
I'm very much, I want to have everything customizable.
Mm. Well, the thing is, typically though, is someone going to have five windows open at the same time? Probably not.
Probably not, two or three, whatever they're looking at, like Dialogx. Yeah.
Or whatever.
But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And
mm.
the summary, for example, is typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
well
have
I think
that.
It's fine. It's fine.
But,
yeah.
Well, couldn't we? I mean, you probably, I don't know if you want to have, like, the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just, like, choose the same window for transcription
mm.
and summary.
It's like have a tab there.
I was just
yeah.
Choose
yeah. Tabs are nice.
Yeah,
definitely. Like
Mozilla
style.
Yeah. That's right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Does anybody
know
how to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think Java knows how to do that. Maybe you probably can.
I'm sure.
But
I'm sure you can do anything.
If
yeah.
you really knew what you're doing, but I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple. Java's windowing toolkit. Sometimes. It's
mm.
a bit of a cripple.
Mm. I can have a look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just I don't know.
But
yeah,
that might be
changed
nice
to
idea.
Contents of the same window, like
yeah, yeah.
from transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on it, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar for that window.
Hmm.
Just something.
Yeah.
Or different ways we can do it.
It
doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No,
yeah.
no. It
yeah.
could be like
yeah.
transcription summary.
Yeah.
Like you got us and you just.
Yeah.
Press on
or check marks even have
yeah.
two of them.
That would reduce the number of windows.
Yeah.
Really, wouldn't it? Which is quite good. Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always good forever going, oh, get out of the way. There's
yeah,
always
yeah.
stuff in the windows.
Yeah.
But
I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows or Linux for that matter, you have a lot of windows open.
You
when
do.
You manage
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Unless, can you, I don't suppose you can minimise them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimise them.
Can you do that?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's right. Yeah. Well, of course you can, actually, yes.
Yeah, like, a lot of these can be, like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the disfluency.
Yeah, that's
have
true.
All these,
they're,
you know,
they're
have all these sort of using the same window, and so we
yeah,
can
yeah, they're definitely
going to
be in the same window.
And probably
yeah.
mutually,
yeah, that was the plan for the disfluencies anyway.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same way, you know? Mutually exclusive.
Yeah, well, could, I don't know, but transcripts, it
mm.
sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like
right.
full meeting without disfluencies and
oh
summaries.
Right. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do
that?
That
kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds good.
And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce?
By the end of February?
Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, right, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot more.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try it, and I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah, that's
so easy.
What we need.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Oh.
Something just slightly more than just that on its
mm.
own.
Yeah.
So you can plug it in.
Yeah.
yeah. Just so see the integration works sort of between the couple.
Mm, true.
Yeah, definitely.
So I guess that's what we need to look for.
I think that's kind of what he meant as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff rather than just be.
Oh,
that's right. Mm-hmm. And prototype of the GUI.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
yeah.
Actually, is the code accessible? Like the the GUI stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory or something? Like, if we're gonna just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's?
I think we can.
If you make it well readable, then anybody can.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we know the directory to get in on.
Yeah, sure.
It might be.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can sure have a look.
I think by default they are.
No, they're not well readable, they're not done by default.
No?
They're only default, then only you can read them.
Oh, right.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay, alright.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email to it, okay, yeah.
Well, this is not difficult.
What's your number?
Okay.
In all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
No, 04.
Okay.
04-555-60.
Say that again, 04.
04-555-60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder NLSSD.
NLSSD.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser.
Yes.
Lowercase.
M for meeting.
hope you never have to look in my directory. It's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folders everything. I love folders.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
Final job at once.
I can tell you what I've done in SPT. I don't know. I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use.
What were you doing again?
Yeah.
All the searching stuff.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
the file stuff
yeah.
And the next search query and all that.
Okay.
Found a tutorial, but inverted search indexing, but I haven't.
So you could probably just use that code.
It.
Like, that was behind the question she asked him earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
like, we're
yeah.
using code and stuff, and just like,
oh,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
found
pretty
some
much
code
there,
for
is it?
It.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's usable. I haven't looked
yeah.
at
okay.
it,
yeah.
but I found some code for
yeah.
like
of
from
making.
A tutorial about indexing.
Oh,
cool.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggery plug it around and make it
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
We'll probably still have to do some other file management while creation.
Yeah,
messing
yeah.
around.
Some sorts of nonsense, but
yeah.
But the basics is okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about when, well, when you talked about this with the file, messing around with files. I mean, how much do they actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff, to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to convert it to some sort of format, I suppose.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java
okay.
to play with it.
What,
yeah.
Are you running in Java?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because, you know, they already extract, for example, transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
At least.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I will. I'm sure it's not difficult. I'm sure I'm making a mail of it.
Yeah, I guess I mean it was a good point you had that like collaborating with
yeah.
file things. I mean, if you already started on
yeah, yeah.
stuff, I
absolutely,
guess
yeah.
we can
should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we could do? I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
When we know more,
we
maybe.
Next week,
yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
No, actually, you haven't done anything this week because this week's been May.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last
week.
Yeah. The week as is rather than the proper week, you know what I mean? So it's been all a bit manic the last month.
Well, you're an SPNLP and SP2, right?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, that's where I'm
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week as well. which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah.
That was
completely
ridiculous.
It was, wasn't it? But it was. I had to sit there and think about it for a bit. Yeah, but SPN, I think.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, I was thinking the weekend probably.
Yeah,
I started attacking this seriously. I'm just, you know, hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try integrating into the GUI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
possible.
The browsers I use it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. It. I don't quite understand it.
So when it
to get the data, for example, to get summarization data, you have to search for I think the IDs or something. Yeah.
That's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's like, well, it's got. That is pretty bizarre.
So they don't, you know, they don't say, look in that folder, but
they
say, search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, they did say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does
very
load up
very
quite
very
quickly. Yeah. But you know,
but what is it like a window where you have to write a search query, or is it just what's behind it? So, or
no, this is not the actual search. This is
okay.
Just when you open, you know, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for a certain meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, just whatever, find everything that's got that.
So I don't know if you looked at the search query language, but it's like a $A text, say.
Yeah, because that's the guy who declares a variable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
then, because every year, all of these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string. Is words or text or something in it, so it just searches for those files.
Okay. When you like, is there a open thingy or what did you do to like? How did you figure out that this uses NXT search?
Well, it's in the code.
That
it, you know, you define a search object and then search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript to do the summary myself.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it? Is that what you did?
Yeah, just search for a specific string. So you could just, you know, you could use that when you, if you want to take the data out.
Push the data out. I was just thinking that. Yeah.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want to, you know, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email.
Mm.
I can explain it. Yeah.
Have you annotated your code?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I haven't dared to throw out all the functions I have. Yes. So they're all in there yet. Still. A lot of rubbish, but we'll be chucked out by the end, I think.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, running it.
Yes,
it
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Go to that next.
Yeah. Precisely.
Good. So basically, we gotta go and do some work.
Yeah,
that's the answer to that, isn't it? Loving the short
weekend. The weekend's still 4 days off.
Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
I don't actually have that much to do at the
moment. Well, should you put in want to explore any other? How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thingy book?
Mm.
No.
Who was doing
You can.
Oh, really?
Well, I'll do that then.
These can be changed.
Shall I do that then? I mean.
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Or, you
If
know.
you want to, I mean, it's just, play around with some extra stuff. You have some time. Why not?
It shouldn't be too difficult.
So what courses should I have picked if I'm not doing any
Yeah. Well, I'm doing communications, which we had one exercise, and I've done that like 2 weeks ago. That's in 2 weeks.
Is that an informatics course?
Yeah,
Or
it's
out like digital?
nine
Yeah.
courses or
Okay.
10 or something. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's in like Friday. Well, I'm not doing any backhand readings, so you know.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when these courses are over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that about it then? Or anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I know if
Yeah.
after the NLG or something, maybe just have a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
We can
well, we
always
can
decide
decide.
then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you planning to do over the weekend
Search.
then?
And
You're gonna do the search. You're gonna implement the search.
sure, why not?
Yeah.
Couldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be, still a limited version of, the next query search, but won't be the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like we can just decide sort of things that we do want to do. Well, actually, we'll also just dialogue hack some. This one. There's some topics.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones because
Yeah.
otherwise,
Yeah, we'll get
weeks will
behind
go by.
schedule, pretty quick. Like you're saying. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for that person.
The progress report is June 23rd, right?
Of February.
So, that 2 weeks,
Yeah.
Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
Ish, yeah.
then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
And, now we've got something
Yeah.
to show.
So.
Yeah. Just looking at my old deadlines. See, yeah.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
Wasn't like what you have now, wasn't that pretty much what you need to be
No.
done, or was it
Oh,
just like
that's
someone?
that doesn't exist.
Oh,
That's completely cut and pasted.
okay.
That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from all these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google Online. Screenshot of Google.
That's bad.
That's
It's just so
Maybe you
much
should
fun.
make it exist then.
It's gonna be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I was going to, but the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we're gonna be able to search for.
No, it's not
True.
easy, yeah.
So,
Decide on that on over the weekend.
yeah, do you wanna,
Yeah.
just get together and think about the different types of search we could possibly do, and then.
Yeah.
And we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include. That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit, you know, already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again, or just like figuring out stuff.
Like the basics.
No, already. What?
Sure.
Just like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like all and seeing the code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done. Like just get a quick look over and just.
Can take a sort of tutorial.
Yeah. Or like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well, here's, you know, everything's basically set up, and then just, just
show
jump
you
right in.
The code.
That's all. In the morning.
Well, this time I'm being taken.
I'm not there, you can't do anything.
The whole thing is, something like that could happen anytime because, like my schedule is like a class break.
I'm not going to take an hour.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
I
something
mean,
like that, and then if I have a class, I can run off. Do whatever.
Yeah, pick a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday,
yeah,
Monday might be good.
What? Monday.
Yeah,
this morning. Just
anytime. Not at noon or two or four. No, in between those, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually,
possibly.
3 is all right. It was my time today, and I'll do 4, isn't it?
It's 4, yeah.
Unless you
want
to do it after. After.
Yeah, that's an option too.
Yeah.
Sure.
3 is good, though. But we have 4. Whatever. What was your fare?
Or 3:30. I just
doesn't matter.
Necessarily.
3:30 in the computer room in here.
Actually,
and
we can't get in there though.
If you can't, can you get in the front door? Oh, you haven't got a key, do you? Can that only get in?
We can get in through
the this computer room in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
How about if we take a?
Well, if you find me, I'll show you where. I'll let us all in there, and we can look in there.
We can look now afterwards.
You do need to have a key for it, though. That's the thing. It's back along the wall, but
just bang on.
Yeah, somebody.
Actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he was gonna get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crack. It's only got about 4 or 5 computers, in, but it would do quite a bit for our job because it can also. And that's not very non-linear people in it. Right?
Is there a printer in there too?
Yeah, there's a printer in there. And there's a photocopier with the code on it.
It's
cool. Yeah.
Well,
we
I'm just
we could photocopy our assignment.
Got it on my computer.
Yeah,
well,
the comments I'm thinking.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards and we have all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Right. So
yeah,
then
have
that
half
too.
An hour and then we'll
definitely
run out.
Okay.
As long as DMLG doesn't go late.
Hopefully, it's not that man's though, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about.
Maybe
sounds
it doesn't happen at all.
Sounds like me.
It's really weak next week. It should be.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be.
Next
week. It's week 6
really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week though.
I don't know. We have one class at least when we like speech perception. We don't have any lectures, but I think we're having like all other classes. So
yeah, I don't think there
there's not much point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a bank holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that. I think one, a couple of classes.
Some classes did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
was
bizarre, and they didn't really know what was going on.
I think the undergraduates had.
Yeah.
Were of.
I think it was up to the professor whether they did it or not. Well, I don't feel like it. Yeah, okay.
No,
I
don't work.
Yeah. I think DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL will probably.
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
Probably have, yeah. It's been last week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday.
Done?
Yeah. Yes. That's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone on you want to, like, take care of
yourself,
should I take care of
it? Oh, we trust you.
I don't know if there was something. Oh, I think you basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it. Maybe that.
No problem. Do you really want multiple windows from a single app?
Single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
the
comments are basically the same as what you said.
Yeah,
exactly. Just the other comment about whether you want to do both speaker characterization and topic segmentation.
Mm.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Now
we have 7% of the course.
Yeah.
Good.
So we need to tick the OK box, right?
If you're okay
Ooh.
With having
exciting.
Yeah.
Should we turn these off or what?
We're done now. Is she still here?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.